described this as an economic D-Day, but D-Day wasn't a threat of an invasion, and the U.S. didn't give a timeline to Germany. So why not impose the sanctions today?
Why would I want to blow up the global financial system? We believe that it is important to level set and give people a cure period, but they should know that that will move very quickly and that we are serious. If people do not want to meet our expectations, then we expect, and they should expect, that they should will leave the dollar system.
Another big question hanging over all of this is how China might be affected. Beijing is the top purchaser of Iranian oil. It's Iran's biggest trading partner. But Trump doesn't appear at the moment to be in a mood to upend his relationship with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's coming here to the White House for a state visit next month.